Tell me what special celebration happens on January 11th while we're there.
Okay, well, it doesn't always happen on January 11th. That just happens to be 70 days after Ramadan. So it's called Kimsi in Zarma, and it's called Tabaski in French and English. So it's just a celebration where they kill a whole bunch of sheep and eat the meat.
Okay, that sounds good. So we're going to be there while that happens. Now, are we part of the celebration or what?
Well, it's basically just a whole meat-eating fest. And most people, they don't eat meat on a daily basis, so that's why it's a holiday. And I'm not buying a sheep because it's expensive, but if I don't buy any animal, I will get a lot of flack from my villagers for months to come. So I'm going to buy a goat. Personally, because I think they're cuter and they're also cheaper.
Okay. Well, how much
if I buy them now, then they will be cheap. And my friend will fatten it up for me, and you'll get to witness a goat killing.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. But how much is the goat going to cost?
It's less than 10 mil. Well, that goes for 10,000 seifa, which is, less than $20.
Oh, for the whole goat. Are we going to be able to eat this whole goat?
Oh, no, we'll be sharing, and they'll expect us to share.
Okay, good.
And I don't think you people will want to eat village meat anyway, right? So I'll be scared.
I'm not scared to eat village meat. It sounds like it would be probably the freshest meat.
Everyone knows you're not scared, but I think mother and sister would be scared.
No. I will explain to them. This is the freshest that meat can possibly get.
Well, and it'll also be very well cooked, so yeah. I don't think they should worry.
Now, do we have to participate in the goat killing?
No, you don't have to. I didn't actually see a goat killing myself. I just saw the dead carcass on the ground. Plus, actually, I remember. People who aren't Muslim, they can't kill it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, good. So it can only be done by professionals, and I won't be expected to participate.
No.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. So give us an update on...
Yeah, pretty lucky.
I know. So give us an update on the village and how things are going. Have you noticed any of the famine in your area that we keep getting reports of? And how are the chief's wives?
Chief's wives are fine. They're in health. My area is worse than last year. I know one family who only got 5 bundles of millet. 5. Then my friend last year, he got 70. This year, he only got 56. And as an overall rule, the beans did not grow a lot. They did not sprout. People who have big, big fields, like I don't have a big field. I got one entire sack full of beans. A sack is like 50K or 100K or something. But I only planted beans. People who have big, big fields and who feed many more people, they got also one sack of beans, which is not good.
Yeah.
So...
And do you consider yourself changed? Are you worried about coming back to a place where everybody lives in big houses and has multiple cars?
Yes, I think that these people are a lot more happier than people would expect. And I think that they're so happy that even though they're looking for food, and they're working hard for it. I mean, some aren't, but some are. Like, it's basically like, que sera, sera. And there happens to be a word for that in Zarma. So here's the Zarma lesson for today. Pilas. Pilas means, like, what is. So, and it happens, like, whenever someone dies, you say, fonda pilas. So it's like greetings on what has to be. I mean, that's the way they view death. And that can be a different conversation. Hopefully one we will never have to have because I haven't had any of my close friends die yet.
Yeah.
But it's quite possible.
Well, it sounds like they live on the edge, that's for sure. You mentioned that you had a village meeting. How did that go, and did they ask for any particular projects?
Okay, so the village meeting, I called it, or I told my Magari, the chief, that I wanted to have a village meeting. He's like, okay, I will call the men, and my wife, the women's president, will call the women. So that's what happened. 38 people came, and I just decided to say decided to present what is Peace Corps and how we work and what our goals are, agriculture. And I said, okay, my introduction is done. What kind of things does this village need? And so since cold season is on their mind, they decided to think about they needed, like, shovels and rakes and things to make garden beds.
So you're trying to figure out a way to bring shipments in, then, of farm implements and fertilizer?
Yeah, there's like kind of a boutique you can bring in if you have a registered group with the government.
Well, that sounds like a very practical thing that you can do.
Yes, it sounds practical, but don't make it seem like it's going to be easy, because it won't. It may not even be done at the end of my 2 years, which will require me to extend.
Which would require you to extend, you say?
Yes.